welcome to Transition State. I'm your host, Adam Smiley. This evening, we're going to be talking about pharmaceutical know-how, but first, we're going to hear a little music.
Heartbroken in the kitchen, beneath the shattered plate, afraid of signs of affection, too little too late. Tears on the floor of the bedroom, madness forcing you away. Painful silence in the mirror, left with nothing to say. I tried it once with you, looking into the night, till it all falls down like the dust in the hall. Dirty knees on the ground, where they're bound to fall. Pile of clothes in the closet, pair of shoes on the floor. Hunched in a chair in the corner, memories of when there was one more. I tried it once and failed, looking into the night, till it all falls down like dust in the hall. Dirty knees on the ground, where they were bound. Dirty knees on the ground, as though they were never there at all.
Ayurveda is considered to be the most ancient of all medical disciplines. It is a system of sacred Hindu medicine originating in India, and as well as being an oral tradition, is also fairly well documented. Over 5,000 years ago, the great seers, or rishis, organized the fundamentals of life into what became known as Ayurveda, and this has evolved and adapted over the years whilst still retaining the philosophical basis on which it was founded. It now accommodates modern science, especially in relation to the testing of medicines, and research and adaptation are actively encouraged. Like other forms of holistic medicine, Ayurveda considers the patient as an individual and normality as what is appropriate for that particular person. The patient is viewed as unique and is therefore subject to unique imbalances. This is in contrast to Western medicine, where populations are generalized and normal means what is applicable to the majority. However, unlike the difficulties with homeopathy, for example, it is perfectly possible to evaluate Ayurvedic medicines using conventional clinical trials, and this is increasingly being carried out. Another important difference is that Eastern thought greatly values subjectivity and even considers it to be a vital addition to objectivity, which is the goal in Western medicine. There are only a few Ayurvedic practitioners, Vaid, in the West at present, but popularity is growing rapidly and Ayurvedic medicines are now being exported from India to many other countries. It is worthy of study for this reason, not only because it is the most ancient system of medicine still in use today, but because it has influenced so many other types. Many ethnic populations from India and Pakistan continue to use their own traditional remedies while living in Europe, Australia, or the USA. And it is important that healthcare professionals should have some knowledge of the background and remedies that they are using. Philosophically, Ayurveda has similarities with traditional Chinese medicine in that the concept of humanity as a microcosm within the macrocosm of the universe is accepted. There is a life force which can be nourished, protected, and of course dissipated, as well as opposing forces or humors whose balance is vital to health. In TCM, there are two, yin and yang, and in Ayurveda, there are three, the tridosha. There are five elements in both, but they are slightly different and will be outlined in the appropriate section. Many remedies are common in both systems, although the philosophical rationale for their application may be a little different. I have this recurring nightmare, flailing pitch and broken feet, frozen solid to the freezing pavement. This childhood memory, a biomass screaming from the driver's seat, to turn away from mine unfolding horror, but he could not undo what I had seen. Would never smoke of it again. Two more hapless citizens of the new post-traumatic stress. For me, a filigree of psychic priesthood cast a curtain of the dire scenes. But the wandering my stumbles through it, and ruins that eventually. Bright old blue white eyes shines a painful light on the guilt, the fear, the shame. Courage never came from the plasma glow of thee. Home entertainment prisons we cling to like time store shrines. Are these but votive lies? Consider it high.
Focus the light that man drew to slice the helmets of the stars. You'll claim us to further on the spaceway. Yeah, that they play. Languages of dances. When they cold as dawn. For new and nice to pop on little romances. The wits whip up as to slice the air is flash. Gilded barrels and river rim strapped up. With our chains and our wings. Water's wall, from Luxor to heaven's endless sprawl. See the waves crash against the glistening purple cliffs. Your rhythmic, amazing ship. The ships that can't come close, now they hang in a collision. You stare with this image, being witness. How that's the position in its simplest and most perfect position. Now that's the comfort of the uninvented. But the project and exalt, we keep you bidding till it's fitted.
And we're back. Sorry, radio fans, if it was a little loud before. Irmanau. I hope I'm coming through loud and clear. Prana, the life energy. Prana is the vital energy, activating both body and mind. Nutrient prana from the air gives energy to the vital prana in the brain via respiration, and is thus the equivalent of qi in Chinese medicine. In the body, it is seated in the head and governs emotions, memory, thought, and other functions of the mind. Prana kindles the bodily fire, agni, and governs the functioning of the heart, entering the bloodstream from where it controls the vital organs, or dhatus. Bhutas, the five elements. The ether, space, air, fire, water, and earth are considered to be the basic elements, which are manifestations of cosmic energy. They are related to the five senses, hearing, touch, vision, taste, and smell, and from them to resultant actions. As an example, ether is related to hearing, since sound is transmitted through it and from there to the ear, the associated sense organ, leading to speech from the organs of action, which are the tongue and vocal cords. Likewise, fire is associated with the eyes as sense organs, leading to an action such as walking by an organ of action such as the feet.
Yeah. Don't you ever want to play? I'm tired of this piece of string. You sleep as much as I do now, and you don't eat much of anything. I don't know who you're talking to. I made a search through every room, but all I found was dust that moved in the shadows of the afternoon. And listen, like those bitter songs you sing, they're not helping anything. They won't make you strong. So we should open up the house, invite the tabby two doors down. You could ask your sister if she doesn't bring her basset hound. Ask the things you shouldn't miss. Tape hiss in the modern man. Cold War and card catalogs to come and join us if they can. For girly drinks and parlor games, we'll pass around the easy lie of absolutely no regrets. And later maybe you could try to let your losses dangle off the sharp edge of a century. Talk about the weather or how the weather used to be. And I'll cater with all the birds that I can kill. Let their tiny feathers fill. Disappointment. Lie down and lick the sorrow from your skin. Scratch the terror and begin. Leave your stone. All you ever want to do is drink and watch TV. Frankly, that thing doesn't really interest me. I swear I'm gonna bite you hard. Taste your tinny blood. If you don't stop the self-defeating lies you've been repeating since the day you brought me home, I know you're strong. We'll be right back.
On Tuesday, August 19th, American hip-hop duo Blackalicious returned to Vancouver, performing at the Biltmore Cabaret, featuring special guests Def 3, K-Rec, and Estia Elements. Tickets are available now at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, High Life Records, Dipped, and Beat Street Records, or online at ticketweb.ca. For more information, go to blackalicious.com. This is a story of a kid, his name is Cisco, who made more money than the count of Monte Cristo. He lived a lavish style of life, fast money, women, cars, and he liked to frequent bars. Tridosha, Vata, Pitta, and Kapha, or Kappa, the three humors. Ether, air, fire, water, and earth, the five basic elements, are manifest in the human body as three basic principles or humors known as the Tridosha, which is unique to Ayurveda. The three humors, known as Vata, Pitta, and Kapha, individually called doshas, govern all biological, psychological, and physiopathological functions of the body and mind. The primary requirement to diagnosis and treatment of disease is to understand the relationship between these. Some similarities can be drawn with the ancient Greek system of medicine, in which the humoral theory considers the body to consist of four fluids: phlegm, blood, yellow bile, and black bile. And disease is thought to occur when these fluids are out of balance. Similarly, when the Tridosha works in harmony and functions in a balanced manner, the result is health and a feeling of well-being in the individual. However, in cases of imbalance and disharmony, the result is illness or disease. The Tridosha affects the creation, maintenance, and destruction of bodily tissues and the elimination of toxins, ama, from the body. It is also responsible for psychological phenomena, including basic human emotions, such as fear, anger, and greed, and more complicated sentiments, such as understanding, compassion, and love, and as such is the foundation of the psychosomatic nature of man. The Tridosha has recently been redefined as an equilibrium, balance, and coordination between the three vital body systems: the central nervous system, corresponding to Vata, the endocrine system to Pitta, and the immune axis to Kapha, operating with both positive and negative feedback. To try and correlate this ancient philosophy with modern science is difficult, but some analogies can be drawn. The Tridosha can be considered to govern all metabolic activities: catabolism, Vata, metabolism, Pitta, and anabolism, Kapha. When Vata is out of balance, the metabolism will be disturbed, resulting in excess catabolism, which is the breakdown or deterioration process of the body, in the body. Excess would therefore induce emaciation. When anabolism is greater than catabolism, there is an increased rate of growth and repair of organs and tissues. Excess Pitta disturbs metabolism generally. The Tridosha can be described further. Vata, affiliated to air or ether, is a principle of movement. It can be characterized as the energy-controlling biological movement and is thus associated with the CNS, and governs functions such as breathing, blinking, all forms of movement, heartbeat, and nervous impulses. Pitta is affiliated to fire and water and governs bodily heat and energy. It therefore controls body temperature, is involved in metabolism, digestion, excretion, manufacture of blood and endocrine secretions, and is also involved with intelligence and understanding. Kapha is associated with water and earth. It is responsible for physical structure, biological strength, regulatory functions including that of immunity, the production of mucus, synovial fluid and joint lubrication, and assists with wound healing, vigor, and memory retention. We're going to hear a little more music now.
getting cold, I realize, but my words are never fake. I know just what you're thinking, how long is this gonna take? How long is this, how long is this gonna take, gonna take? You're sexy like the 70s, in your cream and white, your chunky brown. A good time from a small town, you tell me all your trials, but I just watch your mouth. You got a van, you're making plans for us, is this good for us? Hey, if sex is the answer, but hey, love's what you've heard, then baby, can you handle this? I don't think you can handle this.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
And we're back. Did you like that? You're definitely gonna love this. Prakruti. Prakruti. The human constitution. Is that too loud? I hope not. Is that too quiet? Man, hard. Humans can also be divided into personality types, and the constitution of an individual, prakruti, is determined by the state of the parenteral tridosha at conception, unlike astrology, which depends on time of birth. The parental tridosha at conception. Unlike astrology, which depends on time of birth. Most people are not completely one type or another, but can be described as vata-pitta or pitta-kapha. For example, people of vata constitution are generally physically underdeveloped, with cold, rough, dry, and cracked skin. People with pitta constitution are of medium height with moderate muscle development. Kapha people have well-developed bodies. Table 11.3 can be used to indicate constitution in a superficial way, but it is not a tool for self-diagnosis! As well as the vata, pitta, and kapha type of personalities, three attributes provide the basis for distinctions in human temperament, individual differences, and psychological and moral dispositions. These basic attributes are sattva, rajas, and tamas. In brief, sattva expresses essence, understanding, purity, clarity, compassion, and love. Rajas describes movement, aggressiveness, and extroversion. And tamas? Tamas manifests in ignorance, inertia, heaviness, and dullness. In Ayurveda, a state of health exists when the digestive fire, agni, is in a balanced condition, and the bodily humors, vata, pitta, and kapha, are in equilibrium. The three waste products, mala, which are urine, feces, and sweat, should be produced at usual levels, the senses functioning normally, and the body, mind, and consciousness working in harmony. When the balance of any of these systems is disturbed, the disease process begins.
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants?
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!
Agni, the digestive fire. Agni governs metabolism and is essentially Pitta in nature. An imbalance in the tridosha will impair Agni and therefore affect metabolism. Food will not be digested or absorbed properly, and toxins will be produced in the intestines and may find their way into the circulation. These toxins are known as ama and are the root cause of disease. Overactive ama is also detrimental in that overcombustion of nutrients may occur, leading to vata disorders and emaciation.
Fire.
And we're back. Why do they cut it off at the end of the song like that? The human body consists of 7 basic tissues or organs, constructing elements, or dhatus. When there is a disorder in the balance of the tridosha, the dhatus are directly affected. Health can be maintained by taking steps to keep vata, pitta, kapha in balance through a proper diet, exercise, and rejuvenation program. The dhatus do not correspond to our definition of anatomy, but are more a tissue type than an individual organ.
10,000 steps. That's the recommended daily minimum for a healthy, active person. Easy, right? The average office worker takes only 3,000 steps a day. Enter Steptember. Challenge yourself, your co-workers or your classmates to walk, run or roll your way to 10,000 steps a day for 1 month, all for a good cause. Every step you take this September is a step towards supporting cerebral palsy associations across Canada.
Oh, another terrible cut. I gotta fade those. They're so brutal. Well, that's another episode, fans. I hope you enjoyed Transition State this week. Don't forget that next week we're going to have some awesome interview, probably, so stay tuned then. Hope you liked learning about the Ayurveda. We're going to hear one more band now. This is Pinner. So until next week, keep your Vata, Pitta, Kapha in balance.
CITR Vancouver. It's whatever. Hip hop, R&B, jazz. It's whatever. Reggae, soul, mainstream. It's whatever. News, sports, and entertainment.
Hi, this is Brian from Hellshock. You're listening to CITR 101.9
FM.
Welcome
to Transition State.
Party on, Vancouver.
This recurring nightmare, flitting pigeon, broken feet,
frozen solid to the freezing pavement. I turn away as if I do not see. I have this childhood memory, a biomass screaming from the driver's seat. To turn away from my unfolding horror, but he could not undo what I had seen. We never spoke of it again. Two more hapless citizens of the new post-traumatic stress worldwide disorder. For me, a filigree of psychic.